Hey everybody, it's Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Masculine Power, your daily dose of inspiration and real talk for men. Today, we're diving deep into something that might seem a little counterintuitive at first. Self-care. You know, that whole, take time for yourself, thing. I hear you guys, sometimes it feels like there's just not enough time in the day to even think about ourselves, let alone pamper ourselves, right? But trust me on this one, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Think about your phone. It needs charging regularly to keep running smoothly. Otherwise, it starts lagging, freezing up, and eventually, you can't even use it. Same goes for us guys. We need regular charges to stay focused, energized, and ready to tackle whatever life throws at us. And that's where self-care comes in. It's about replenishing your energy, managing stress, and taking care of both your mental and physical well-being. So why is this so important in today's world? Well, let me tell you. We live in a society that often glorifies busyness, pushing us to work harder, achieve more, and constantly be on. But here's the truth, burning yourself out isn't sustainable. It can lead to anxiety, depression, physical health problems, and ultimately, it affects your relationships with the people who matter most. Listen, I get it. You might be thinking, Jake, how do I even find time for self-care when I'm already juggling work, family, and everything else? But hear me out. It doesn't have to be some elaborate spa day or a month-long retreat, though those are awesome too. Self-care can be as simple as taking 15 minutes each morning for meditation or a quick walk in nature. It could be carving out time for a hobby you love, cooking yourself a healthy meal, or simply disconnecting from technology and enjoying some quiet time. Ever felt like your mind is racing? Thoughts are bouncing around like ping-pong balls? That's when self-care steps in, bringing that much-needed calm. You know that feeling when you're stressed out, and everything feels overwhelming? Self-care helps us manage those feelings, giving us the tools to navigate life's challenges with more resilience. It's about prioritizing your well-being so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember. 1. Make it a non-negotiable. Treat self-care like any other important appointment, doctor's visit, meeting with a client, or even that game night with friends. Schedule it in and don't let anything else get in the way. 2. Start small. Don't overwhelm yourself trying to do everything at once. Even 5 minutes of mindful breathing can make a difference. Find small things you enjoy and gradually build up from there. 3. Listen to your body. Pay attention to your physical needs. Are you getting enough sleep? Are you eating nourishing foods? Are you moving your body regularly? These are all essential aspects of self-care. 4. Embrace me time. This isn't selfish, it's necessary. Find activities that bring you joy and recharge your batteries. Read a book, listen to music, take a hot bath, whatever helps you relax and unwind. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, self-care is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel more on top of things than others. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and learn from any setbacks. Now, let's talk about a real-world example. Imagine this. You're heading into a big presentation at work, the kind that can make or break your career. You've been cramming all night, stressing over every detail. You're running on fumes and feeling completely drained. In this situation, what would be the most helpful thing to do? Would it be pushing yourself harder, sacrificing sleep, and trying to cram in even more information? Or would it be taking a few minutes to step away, clear your head, and do something that helps you relax? Maybe a quick meditation session, a brisk walk outside, or listening to your favorite music? I guarantee the second option will leave you feeling more focused, energized, and confident when it's time to take on that presentation. Think about it, self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. It's about equipping yourself with the tools and strategies to navigate life's challenges with greater resilience, focus, and well-being. It's about prioritizing your mental and physical health so you can show up as the best version of yourself every single day. So guys, remember this. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Make it a priority, find what works for you, and watch how it transforms your life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you practice self-care? Share your tips in the comments below. Let's inspire each other to live our best lives. Until next time, stay strong, stay true, and keep charging forward.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.